This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Sorry. Gosh, man, got to wet my whistle. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTALI. You got to realize, I live in a very dusty environment, and so when, you know, your regular goblet cells that are producing mucus along your respiratory tree meet some of the dust and the dirt in your polluted city, it kind of gets a little thick. So you're going to have to hear it. So I've been very critical of TV and movies post-COVID, because I think a lot of them have sucked. I'm very disappointed at some of the quality of the storylines. They could have been so much more creative with Jurassic Park. I think the Top Gun Maverick movie was good, but I didn't like the checking of the boxes that happened early on in the movie. You know, I think these movies and these shows are a testament to what we're doing now in real life, where, okay, guys, you're going to get a female vice president, or you're going to get a female CEO, or, and here you go, we're decreeing it to happen, here's your female, here's your, you know, and they're trying to be diverse by saying, look, we're going to check the boxes, we checked the boxes, we did everything we're supposed to, and that's kind of what's happening in real life, and a lot of us women, or people of different ethnic backgrounds are like, you don't have to decree it, we could earn it. And we can show you that we deserve to be there without the decree. You don't have to do the decree. And so you sadly see Hollywood mimic real life. And it's almost looking like, you know, is this, you know, is it being orchestrated? And is it superficial? Is it, you know, where's the authenticity and where's the creativity and where's the work going into these stories? Even though I think Tom Cruise did a great job, you know, I'm noticing in a lot of these stories they're being, you know, slipshod and cutting corners and thinking, oh yeah, the public's gonna think this is good. And I'm like, no. Well, here comes Obi-Wan Kenobi. And Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's not my favorite Star Wars character. I don't know if I really have a favorite. I think it was probably R2-D2 growing up. I thought R2-D2 was the coolest thing. But it's good. It's actually good. So I think yesterday or at midnight on the 22nd, the sixth of the six part series was released on Disney Plus, and I saw it, and I've been watching it each week, and I have to give credit where credit's due. They did a pretty damn good job. And I don't want to do any spoilers, but basically the premise of Obi-Wan Kenobi is going back before Luke Skywalker and Leia were adults. So they are kids. And it's in between the time of him being, you know, Padawan or training Anakin to Anakin becoming Darth Vader. That's not a spoiler. If you guys haven't figured out Anakin's Darth Vader, that's been, you know, for decades. And then him starting to grow that relationship with the Skywalkers. And Ewan McGregor did a fantastic job. He's also, I think, a producer. And it's a big stark difference from the Boba Fett. I still haven't finished the Boba Fett. The Boba Fett was kind of boring. They're doing an okay job with the Boba Fett, but the Obi-Wan, they brought back characters, they tied in storylines, and they stuck to the story. They didn't, like, bring in fake dinosaurs, you know, like Jurassic Park did. And I think some of them were fake dinosaurs. And they actually put in the work. And, you know, some people are disappointed that the Obi-Wan series was only, you know, six. But I got to tell you, if they did six quality shows, they did a good job. And I was finally impressed with the series post-COVID. And I didn't pick up on a lot of politics because I don't really want to watch politics. And I don't want to be sitting there where they're like, look, we have a captive audience, so we are going to now push our agenda, our political agenda on you. I didn't get that feeling. Maybe I missed it. I don't know. But they brought back a lot of characters. They did a fantastic job, even if it was just, you know, AI or CGI or whatever, incorporating it. And they actually put some work into it, and they were creative. And so, you know, I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to, you know, go into any of the, you know, the secrets of it all. But if you are looking for a good quality show, I was pretty impressed. And I think it's really going to take us as the consumer to say, look, we are done with getting politics infused into our shows. We are done with you saying, look, okay, don't go after us for not being woke, you know, because here's the boxes. We checked them all off. I mean, there are ways to have characters that you love and you think are perfectly cast and are perfect for the story. And it, you know, if you have to do that for the antagonist or for the protagonist, and if you already have to do that, why aren't you doing it for your diversity checklist? And it stinks because it's I find it very insulting as a woman when they do that. I just find it very insulting that they're like, look, you know, here's your woman fighter pilot, or here's your woman helicopter pilot, here's your woman lead. You know, let them earn it. Let them show why, oh, that's perfect. That person was perfect for that role, and they did a damn good job. And so it's going to take us, you know, Netflix is having issues, and I think they're going to be doing layoffs. I saw a whole series of trailers for movies coming up, and I was really disappointed. And I'm like, you guys are trying to throw a bunch of CGI and special effects to cover up a weak story. Get a good story. Bring us a good story. The Boys. The Boys is a series. It's kind of rated R to X. Now, I mean, they have some real, you know, tough language, so it's definitely not a superhero TV series for kids. But I mean, the writers are creative. I mean, they're really coming up with some cool stuff. And I see so much halfway, especially with what's going on with the looming recession and costs and things like that. Just, you know, I mean, the creative minds, we need Hollywood. I do. And so just, you know, put some work into it. And if it's going to be a crappy story, please don't air it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Hal writes, I agree with Biden. We need to be energy independent. This is going to bring us to electric vehicles. It's going to hurt, but it's necessary. Okay. There's this sort of premise that we have followed for centuries that if we're going to make progress, it's going to hurt. That we have to cut to heal. So if we want equal rights, if we want, there has to be a war. There has to be, because that's what happened. In order for us to end slavery, we had to have the Civil War. And this just, you know, if we wanted to be independent from Great Britain, we had to have the Revolutionary War. And then, you know, and throw the tea into the harbor, the War of 1812 and all that. And sing Dawn's Early Light. And so throughout history, when change can't be made very logically, very peacefully. Change will be made, and it will be made very roughly, caustically, bloodily. And so, for those individuals who feel that we need to be more, you know, off fossil fuels, more electric, they agree with Biden's thinking that, look, got to ride it out. It's going to eventually happen. We're all going to go to electric cars. And then we're going to look back at this as a watershed moment going, if this didn't happen, we all wouldn't be now with our electric cars and off fossil fuels. So I understand that theory. I'm very open-minded. I have, though, a different thought process, okay? And maybe it's because I'm a doctor. I don't like panic. I don't like the bloodiness. I don't like the drama, the pendulum swinging. And I think we are right now in a very, very dangerous position from an economy standpoint that I am already seeing translated into people making poor decisions about their health. And so the idea of, look, let's just ride it out. $6 a gallon gas prices aren't going to be forever. Just get over the hump. It's going to hurt, but get over the hump and we'll all be electric soon. I'm not convinced that that's going to happen as quickly as it needs to. I'm also not convinced that all of us being electric is the safest thing as well. I don't think our electric grids are ever going to be capable of managing that much sort of demand on power. And so the idea of, well, look, you know, Biden told us we're going to have to go electric. You know, this is why he was right. Listen, it's not that he's right. We've had fuel crisis, energy crises. We require a lot of fuel. We have families now with multiple cars. I mean, in the olden days, if you even had a car, that was a big deal. Now, mom works, needs a car, dad needs a car. I mean, my kids, I was never going to give them a vehicle. I didn't have a vehicle. I had to work and buy an $1,800 Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning when I moved out of the house and had to make payments while working at Jack in the Box. And I wasn't going to do that for my kids. The problem is I have to work. My kids are trying to go to school. They're trying to save money, you know, rather than, you know, moving and living on campus or whatever. So I'm like, you know what? You could have my old vehicle. So we have a multi-car household that's going to necessitate more fuel. If all those cars were electric, it would necessitate the need to be on the power grid. I don't see electric cars getting cheaper anytime soon. I mean, maybe in the next 5 to 10 years they will drop. Didn't I read you guys an article once where one expert said he sees electric cars going to be costing only about $6,000 later? That would be fantastic. I don't know what the safety features are going to be. I don't know how they could create a car for only $6,000, but they say eventually they'll be that cheap. Well, if that's the case, that is fantastic. And I am in support of us progressing to be less fuel, you know, inefficient and to be able to, you know, use electricity for cars. Do I want us to be completely reliant on a power grid? No. Which is why I'll never give up my fuel car. But just in case there's a Walking Dead scenario, I need to be able to gas up my car and go. That's just me. I'm not saying I believe in zombies, but I do believe in power outages. We see power outages all the time. In fact, we're bracing for another huge power outage in the South based on the heat wave coming. That's just what happened, sadly. But Biden has to make good on a promise. And his promise is he wants to be the president and be the one that basically weeded out our need to be on fossil fuels. And in order for us to deal with the high gas prices and to not be in this position, we need to have as much production and pipelines and things open, you know, at our disposal. And now the answer is, well, you know, we needed to do that years ago. If we do it today, it's not going to matter. And meanwhile, we're in his, he's in his 18th month of his presidency. If they keep saying we're not going to open up any more pipelines, we're not going to pump out any more oil, then it's going to take years. So personally, you know, as a physician, I don't like the idea of people being desperate. Then people are desperate. If 1 gallon costs $6 when it costs $2.59 or $3 a couple years ago, the prices went up at least 100%, and that people are going to skimp on other things. They might not buy vegetables. They might just go to the dollar menu, at the fast food place. They might not buy their medications that month. If they need to get to work, or they need that car, or they need to get their kids to school, that's going to come first. And as a doctor, I think high gas prices are deadly. That's why I talk about them. So if we need more drilling permits on public lands, if we need pipeline approvals, if we need to take other steps, the White House needs to consider that. If they want to make us more dependent on Saudi Arabia, I don't think that's going to be very popular. You know, Germany has now activated the second phase of its 3-stage emergency plan for natural gas supplies. They are warning that Europe's biggest economy faces a crisis, and storage targets for the winter are at risk because Russia has now reduced energy deliveries to several countries. The government said the decision follows cuts Russia made to natural gas flows starting last week, the surging energy prices, and industrial customers are now being asked to reduce the amount of natural gas they use. So if you live in an area that could be cold, and that, you know, especially in Germany and Europe can get pretty cold, that's, again, a health crisis. So Russia last week reduced natural gas to Germany, Italy, Austria, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, as European Union countries are scrambling to refill storage of the fuel used to generate electricity, power industry, and heat homes. So if we are about to, as a world, decide to get all dependent on electrical grid, then we're going to have a bunch of cars that are just sitting there, powerless. I think generators is going to be a very good industry to go into. Now, I just can't imagine being, that dependent on the power, but sadly, people are. So Russia's state-owned energy giant Gazprom blamed a missing part sent to Canada for repairs. It cut flows by 60% through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline running under the Baltic Sea to Germany. And, Russia wants to get back at them for helping Ukraine. And I told you guys this. We might have had to deal with Russia early on. This is what we don't want to go to war with. We don't want to go to war with Russia. And meanwhile, by attrition, Russia is going to be setting up the screws, causing instability. We're going to find ourselves, years from now, still screwed. And maybe we should have just nipped this in the bud week one. I'm worried in retrospect that's what we're going to have figured out. So, I appreciate, keep the emails coming, keep the questions coming at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you guys think that the high gas prices is what's going to make us dependent later on electric cars and that's a good thing, I appreciate your opinion. That's what's great about this country. I just don't think that the foreseeable future is going to be a very safe and steady time for us, and I think it's going to be very unstable, and I think we're going to see people do stupid, and I think we're going to see people do some dangerous things. Because they're panicking. 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled that a long-standing New York concealed carry law violated the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. In what's being viewed as a big win for gun owners in the Empire State, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley explains what he believes this means to the country.
I think that this is going to have an immediate impact. There are a lot of states that have these types of rules, but more importantly, it's a shot across the bow for states to say, look, if you're going to start restricting Second Amendment rights, then you need to know that the burden is on you.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Oil CEOs will meet with White House officials to discuss high gas prices. This after President Biden called many of them greedy earlier in the week. USA Radio News. A European country is moving closer to gas rationing. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The German government is ready to ration natural gas on Thursday after Russia cut deliveries to the country last week. Berlin triggered the second of its three-step plan to deal with the gas shortage after the Kremlin-controlled energy giant Gazprom cut back delivery via the Nord Stream pipeline by about 60% last week. Germany's gas reserves are at 58% capacity.
A Chipotle Mexican grill in Maine could become the first to unionize. The location in Augusta filed a petition for a union election Wednesday. Employees are looking to create Chipotle United, an independent union. This isn't the first time a Chipotle location has tried to unionize. The company has faced accusations of violating federal labor law by allegedly firing a New York worker who tried to organize a union. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's this new industry that has been exploding over the past few years, and I don't think if you guys have noticed it, but it's capturing your dead relative or your dead pet and either animating it or bringing it into your home. So you get to always have them there. So when my cat died, my recent cat, she was 16 and a half, almost 17, I think. When she passed, Spider Tushy. Oh, I miss a little Spider Tushy. One of my Facebook buddies reached out saying you could immortalize her by having like a 3D something of the cat staring at you. So when you walk across the room, the cat stares at you. Now, I love this cat, but this cat was not the most nice to me, okay? The cat would just sit there and, you have to be like, oh, hi, Spider Tushy! And she'd be like, and so, I don't know if I want to really recreate that. And so I didn't jump on the chance to make a 3D, you know, you could actually, if you lose a pet, your vet can, upon the cremation, give you the powder to make a stone. So you could always carry around your dead cat. I don't know if I want that. Well, apparently Amazon Alexa is getting into the dead relative biz. And the Alexa assistant can mimic, they believe, your dead relative's voice. So let's say you have a mother-in-law, right, or a family member, and you want them to read to the grandkids. You could have that voice bellowing through the house from beyond the grave. I don't know if I'm a fan, okay? I like the idea of immortalizing the loved ones. I love the idea of, like, naming a child after somebody who passed to keep the memory on. I like the idea of pictures and, you know, maybe doing memorials, and I like that. I just don't know. Like, you know, I miss my father. You know, my father, I don't know if Alexa would actually, you know, understand the nuances. So they're probably thinking, okay, so here's Dahlia's dad. So Dahlia's dad would have an accent, and he would, you know, sound like, I love you, you're the best daughter. That's not how my father talked. You're completely stupid. Why you do that? Make no sense. It make no sense. Oh, my God, the guy's a complete anyone does. That is my dad's voice. So if you had something bellowing in the house, say, Daria, you go drink some coffee. Coffee good. Yeah, I'll have a cup of coffee. That's not how he talked. He was very abrupt. He cussed a lot. You know, he didn't like a lot of people driving on the road and how they drove. You know, he thought politicians were I mean, if you're not going to actually mimic it to a T, then that's not my dad. That's an imposter. So CNBC says Amazon is devising a way for users to speak to their family members through its Alexa voice assistant even after they died. At Amazon's re-Mars conference in Las Vegas, how come I didn't know about this conference? I would have gone. Rohit Prasad, Senior Vice President and Head Scientist for the Alexa team, detailed a feature that allows the voice assistant to replicate a specific human voice. In a demonstration video, a child goes, Alexa, can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz? Alexa confirmed the request with the default robotic voice, then immediately switched to a softer, more human-like tone, seemingly mimicking the child's family member. The Alexa team developed a model that allowed its voice assistant to produce a high-quality voice less than a minute of recorded audio. The feature is currently in development. Amazon did not say whether the feature will roll out to the public, but they think they could replicate any voice. Remember I was just talking about Obi-Wan Kenobi? Obi-Wan Kenobi, what they did was they were able to use James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones is still alive, and he's still Darth Vader, but they used a special AI to help fill in some blanks with the voice. Now, the women in my family, I mean, they bellowed. And so if somebody says, look, Dahlia, you could have your grandma read to the kids. I don't know what book, you know. I mean, maybe Catcher on the Rye, because, again, my grandma cussed. The grandma, not my dad. It's very funny. My dad had the trucker mouth, but his parents didn't cuss. My mom wouldn't cuss that much. But her parents had trucker mouths. So if it was my grandma on my mom's side, you know, God. I mean, you would take The Wizard of Oz, and it would be rated RRR plus by the time, you know, because my grandmother also knew the backstories. She's like, you know, those munchkins tried to sleep with Glenda. You know, she would add all that stuff. And you're like, really? That's that Wizard of Oz is a lot more interesting than I remember it. Wow. So they want to make artificial intelligence conversation and companion-like becoming key focuses because so many of us have lost someone we love. While AI can't eliminate the pain of loss, it could definitely make the memories last. So here's the thing. I know I've been bagging on this because I think it's going to be creepy. I would start bawling if I heard a family member's voice. But as I said, it's a huge industry right now to be able to have your relatives active. It's just, I don't think the human psyche is ready for it. So let's say you just lost a grandfather. and you guys are getting ready, let's say, for, I don't know, I mean, Thanksgiving's a few months off, but let's say it's Thanksgiving dinner. So you want Grandpa there, a part of the conversation. I don't think our human psyche is going to handle it well. We humans understand when somebody's gone, and having a fake representation might just not hit the right chord. Now, I do panic that my children won't remember my dad, because my dad died when they were too young. And I only have a few pictures of him. I don't have a lot of memories of my dad that, you know, to share with them. So they're not going to have my dad in their lives. But I just don't think a fake conversation with his voice is going to satisfy that. You know, now, on the flip side, let's say you have a family member who wasn't necessarily somebody that was ideal, and you have a tough time talking to the family about that family member in a truthful sense. You can use this to make them look like a saint. You know, I mean, there are uses, but I don't know. I just think it's going to be creepy, and I don't think psychologically our human brain will be able to handle that. You know, that's what dreams are for. My dead relatives visit me in my dreams. My dead animals do too. I had a nightmare the other day, and the cat came up. I was like, oh God, what's she going to do? And she did something. She was mad at me about something. And I'm like, what? What? What do you want me to do? And I woke up like in a sweat, panic. You know, so I get visited by my dead relatives and dead pets. I just don't think I need that in terms of the voice. But listen, you know, we all want to grieve a certain way. We all want to ease the path. That, you know, what I tell people to do, you know, because, you know, some people say, well, why don't I tell the kid they haven't passed? Why don't I tell the kid that the grandma's on a trip this way? And I go, no, you cannot delay the inevitable, because if you have a young individual in the family who thinks they're going to see that family member again, they're building up things that they want to do with that family member, then the loss is even more. So, and I get it. Some of you have family members you don't even know if they're alive. Well, then be honest. But when it comes to kids, you got to be very honest about life and death. And I wouldn't trick them with the Alexa. I wouldn't trick them with that kind of stuff, because I think children have to understand real life. And the sooner they do, the better they're prepared for it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. The Biden administration has agreed to cancel billions of dollars of student loan debt for 200,000 borrowers who say they were scammed by their for-profit colleges. In a proposed settlement agreement filed yesterday in federal court, the Education Department said it would fully discharge the debt of former students of 50 specific institutions whose applications for relief from a federal program were either improperly rejected or have been languishing for years. Now, the agreement still needs to be signed off by a judge, and the hearing has been scheduled for July 28th. So this isn't everybody's student debt, whoever still has them. This is a select group of institutions and the students who felt scammed.
The plaintiffs filed a class action lawsuit in 2019, contending that the Trump administration and the Biden administration were slow walking or improperly rejecting applicants to a student borrower relief program that had been beefed up under the Obama administration. In a court filing, the plaintiffs claim that the Education Department's alleged policies of delay, presumptive denials, and insufficient form denial notices left them in a state of indefinite limbo, unsure of whether or when they would need to repay their federal student loans or how they could prove their entitlement to borrower defense relief. If the proposal is approved by a judge, the students would also receive refunds of amounts already paid to the department and be entitled to some form of credit repair. The settlement agreement also calls for the loan relief applications of another 68,000 students from different schools to be fast-tracked. So this is, obviously a very controversial issue. Okay? On one end, I love my medical students who I've taught. I think many of them overpaid for their education. And so to see that they had to borrow so much and are going to be in debt for decades is very frustrating. And I would love to see some relief. But the relief I want to see is schools not charging an arm and a leg and schools not overcharging. We're hearing that these borrowers thought they were scammed. Were they scammed by the college? Were they scammed by, listen, you borrow the money, but you don't necessarily have to pay it back? Well, then don't call it a borrowing. Don't call it a loan. Just call it a scholarship. So I'm a little confused as to what the scam was. They're saying, according to this NBC News article, and again, I could be misinterpreting it wrong, they're saying because they were promised that it was going to get forgiven, and it's being delayed, they don't know if they should still pay their loans or not, and obviously they don't want to pay the loans if they don't have to, so they feel that this is why there was a lawsuit. And lawsuits are some serious stuff. I don't want anybody to get sued for a reason when they weren't, bad or violating the law. It's you when you promise something and then you don't make good on the promise, or somebody thinks they're going to be promised something, well, then now their frame of reference is off and now they feel like they've been wronged. And we need to really rethink moving forward what we're doing here with this. Because I've seen signs, cancel student debt, cancel student debt. So is it previous debt, or should I tell my kids to turn around and start borrowing because it's free money? I mean, a lot of parents have made sacrifices and have made choices so their kid doesn't have to borrow money. And all this time, I didn't have to make those sacrifices. So my kids could have borrowed money just to get it written off. They have to be really, really careful, because then for the future, if you think your loan's not going to be a loan and it's free money for college, why not take advantage of it? Is anybody going to then actually pay out of pocket for school? And then are these colleges going to start cutting back on their costs, or they're just going to ramp it up like what happened with the ACA when the government promised to reimburse them? So it seems very simple. It's an easy poster, cancel student debt. I love my students. I would love for them not to have their debt. It would be the biggest present to them in the world. And I love the idea of, if you are going to dedicate your career to helping underserved communities, that you get part of your, education covered. I think just like with the military. The military will cover your college if you are, sacrificing for this country. I think those things are very, very nice. But if that becomes moot, is anybody going to join the military? Is anybody going to then work in underserved areas? Now, I am very well aware that there are these programs where they say, look, we're going to repay your student loans, and then it never happens. And that really stinks, because people will take a job. They'll take a job in an area that they would have never taken a job in, only to find out they still aren't getting their student loans paid off. So there is a problem. There is a disconnect. But we, you know, government needs money. And we need money for, you know, our homeless, for, you know, starving kids, for cancer research. And as much as I love college students are not the most vulnerable population right now. So, these 200,000 people, that might translate into some fantastic votes for the Democrat Party. So I could see why this is a move that the Biden administration wants to make. They got midterms coming up, and that's huge. I mean, if somebody said, look, you know, I'm going to write off a bunch of your debt, I'm going to find them very, very positive for that move. How could you not? Now, I hope people vote, you know, for the bigger range of things, and you know, but for the most part, if you feel like you're not going to have to, you know, you're all that time and money and sacrifice, you get to have it all wiped off. That's like the big, that's Christmas coming in July. It's huge. The only thing is where do we go from here? I mean, I have a kid that needs to now go to graduate school. I have another kid in college. I have been scrimping and in pain, and we did, you know, prepaid tuition, and we put all this money into it so he doesn't have to pay or borrow. I mean, I'm thinking, should we just have him borrow if it's going to get written off? And people are like, yeah, but, you know, there's supposed to be an income, you know, sort of, bracket later. Well, the average college student is leaving college only making $45,000, $50,000 a year. If these are going to be the rules set by the Biden administration, why not everybody borrow? So, you know, if you promise that you're going to write off a loan, and that's kind of where we are right now, I wonder if there's going to be another class action lawsuit where all these other borrowers are like, wait a second, Biden promised he's going to write off student debt, so we're in limbo. We're being scammed. And writing off student debt is a great way to get your college student vote. I do think it's going to cost the administration votes, because for those people that did pay and made their final payment, they're going to be like, whoa, wait a second here. That's not cool. I could have defaulted all these years and come out $200,000 ahead. I mean, we're talking some big money. So we'll see what happens, but that's breaking news. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.